Now, live from somewhere in Ireland, BuzzHub.info presents
The Jimmy and Luke Show.
Tonight's guests are Dean
and Kian.
Featuring all the stuff you want to hear on a podcast. And now,
please welcome
Jimmy and Luke.
Hello. Hello, Jimmy.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Welcome to the Jimmy and Luke Show episode 122. We've just got four episodes left before the end of the year. Isn't that sad, Jimmy? You don't care, okay. We've only got four episodes left before the end of the year, including this one. Alright. I feel like I'll be doing most of this episode by myself. Anyway, what else? So, it's Monday. It is the 19th of May. If you are listening to this, you most likely also heard our two-part camping special, which we released on Friday or Saturday, which was two really long, great episodes that we recorded on our mass camping trip, featuring me, Jimmy, Kian, Michael, Johnny, Shane, many, many special guests. Was a lot of fun, and you should go back and see if you're here. So this weekend saw the release of Gojira.
They're making Saw 8, it'll be out springtime 2015, just so you know, just in case you never knew.
If they were making Saw 8 and it was going to springtime 2015, Lucien would know about it.
They're keeping it secret. But
they're keeping it secret, but you found out, okay.
Someone found out.
Because you're resident film expert. Oh, that guy has a nice jacket. Look at that very nice jacket that he has. I'm not gonna ask. Maybe I will ask. What else could I talk about on this episode? Oh my. Well, some people I know were on holiday in New York last week, and they brought me back a Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon t-shirt. It glows in the dark. It's the big moon logo with the Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon on it, and it glows in the dark, so that's possibly the coolest t-shirt I've ever gotten. Bet you were interested to hear that. X-Men Days of Future Past is released this... It's extremely hard to do a podcast by yourself when there are people next to you having a loud conversation irrelevant to what you're doing. Go find Michael in a minute and talk to him. That would be fun. Michael's here, and it's his final appearance on the Jimmy and Luke Show for the 2013-2014 series.
Also, special guest appearance, Owen Dovey.
Yeah, isn't that just so sad, Michael?
Yeah.
You're never going to be on it again. Don't worry, guys. You can see Owen Dovey a few more times. With or without Lucien's consent.
You too, I suppose. Well, we're doing a mockumentary, so cheer up. It's going to be good.
When is the yearbook coming out? I presume it'll be out before the end of the week.
Pretend it's gonna be good.
Yes.
Oh, it's gonna be good.
The arms are eyes.
I won't be happy with this pattern next to my
game.
That's a sign. There's an actual song called Public Exterior that, like, people say
that they're like concerts
in America.
But it's Peace, Pablo, the Mexican, right?
Really?
Yeah. The people on YouTube, right? You search Pablo Mexican right here. There's two videos of kids singing. It's like full of views.
I have to admit, Pablo Mexican is fairly good.
I think it's very good.
I think the name is kind of cool.
I think
you actually see it.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone saw it. I got 60 views. And two dislikes.
Yeah. 100th episode of Talk Cartoon.
But that was, listened to all yesterday, like refreshing.
Yeah, I know, it's out last night.
Oh, I'm so excited.
It's really bad, except for the sound. Did you hear the sound?
I haven't heard anything. I didn't download it.
It's a little bit disappointing. So just like look back at our favorite episodes.
I play back like the first episode. Because they're all so great.
Yeah.
Well, because we deleted our first episode, so at the end of our 100th episode, I just played back the second episode. Which was recorded the day after.
Yeah, I'm gonna put up these videos in
Oh, Michael, I'm going to pause this.
Laser Press would actually be... I think I should call it Laser Press.
Oh, Laser Press is genuinely my favorite thing. And people always go, Lucy, you hate fun. I go, I hate all fun. But except for violence. The only... Laser Press is just on the border. It's not sadistic. Paintball is all about... Paintball is all about shooting.
Laser Quest, it's just like for kids.
We don't know if David was trying to...
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know if Johnny isn't that kind of person to say that. It's true.
It'll be in telling us all we're going to Germany or
something.
Yeah.
Johnny, were you lying yesterday when you said that someone told you that we're going to Poland?
No.
Okay.
Who said it was going to
be? Did you say what it was going to be?
No, she didn't.
Because Michael's not going to be here.
I hate bowling, but Laser Press is probably my favorite thing in the whole world. Apart from musicals.
I hate musicals.
And custard. You hate musicals.
High School Musical is so annoying.
High School Musical is like a shitty modern high school. It's not High School Musical.
But on a completely different level to proper musicals.
High School Musical is a crappy modern musical. I'm talking about the great musicals.
I've been listening to the Scroll.
Well, why didn't you like us? Why didn't you like us?
Did you bring the jacket?
Oh, I,
since you didn't like it, I'm going
to
love it.
It was too long to start, and when it started, it wasn't long enough.
Yeah,
it does.
How did you see it?
You're not on the Facebook, and I emailed it to Michael, so you're like...
Sorry, I'm on the Twitter.
The recording quality on my new phone.
Oh, shit. Oh, I listened back to the podcast. First part. Everyone said this is the first part. I looked at the first part of like 15 downloads, second part of the board.
Did you do the podcast for the books?
We did two. We did one in the first day, the second day we did two on our change platform.
I know the Mexican ring, 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 I know the Mexican ring
That's actually pretty good.
That's a terrible idea.
It was.
No, it's not.
It's like someone's hat.
It's not my big
deal. It's a whole thing.
You can
get a shake. I should have done that with having a Mexican lady or shit.
Hey, I'm fucking trademarking this shit.
Because we have Pablo the Mexican reindeer. The Pablo the Mexican reindeer, I had to like run with the thing and it was slipping. I had to jump over branches. That action scene came out really well.
Fuck your hat.
My dad, he pulled
it.
You know, it's a lot.
Yeah. He liked the beginning.
I didn't
believe
it. No, it was really well.
He was like, say it.
Yeah, he loved that part.
I put you down exactly.
You were awake when you did it.
Well, I thought
Johnny was
awake. I saw it.
You did.
I went.
Hey, is that a reindeer?
I made the book for like Morgan to the soundtrack.
It fits so well.
And just when Pablo went into the trap, the music slows down, and then I looped it.
I was going to make another film with David and any other
You were hard, right?
Yes, what thing? It's called a handful.
Or
I
know you built.
No, I was actually recording. Actually, yeah, that's kind of easy.
Whoa.
I'm not sure how to find it or not.
You just have like silver
for me. I stopped shaving.
What do we do?
Oh, Jesus!
Oh, I can't hear.
Wait, I guess that's me.
John.
There's no schedule. There is nothing.
Dude, this is the worst disaster in the history of the universe. Asteroid
destroyed all mankind.
I thought that really, really well.
As Abed says at the end of Community Season 5, the only reason we won't be back next season is if an asteroid destroys all of humankind.
Look at all those videos we're going to put on YouTube.
Make them unlisted, please.
I'll like edit you out of it. And, like,
yes, edit me out of it. You were saying that's so far.
Welcome back to the Jimmy Luke Show. I'm here with Kian. He's lying on the ground laughing, as he does occasionally. As the film being made, we're on a film set. The film theme that's being filmed involves a sports day, or like a race, as an athlete, like a 100 meters race that's being filmed. And we are, Kian and I are starring, we are extraing as the onlookers at the race. You can hear some people shouting in the background there. That's the director, cinematographer, producer, people. Yeah. Gian, come over here. Come over here, tell a joke to our listeners. They've been sitting there very bored the whole time.
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's Crimean Peninsula.
What? What about the Crimean Peninsula? How's your day been, Kian?
Tired, lethargic, uninspiring.
Really?
Nasty, boring. Not too bad.
I've had worse days, to be fair.
It's okay. It's just the fact that we're doing such a terrible film. But I gotta go over and get some more chocolate for us.
School's over in like 8 minutes.
I got some chocolate for us afterwards.
No. I don't even know how I'm gonna get home, actually. I don't know if I'm walking home now. Do you want a lift? No, I don't want a lift. The other thing you didn't offer.
I'm walking home.
Are you?
Yeah. I'll go down for a walk by the sea, probably.
Alright, well, I'm not. Because I have to go home and do the music project. I know.
I've not eaten dinner, so you have to do me. It's the same difference.
Yes, I know, you're right. No, I mean, like, I have other things to do.
You keep missing this car, looks so funny.
I know.
Just
fall. I presume they'll do it again. Please stop doing that. Please stop doing that. It's not good for you. I have a Christmas donkey and his name is Dominic. He has a Christmas donkey and you'll never see him kick. Pablo the Mexican reindeer. He'll take Santa across the border. Unsheening my voice. Be sure to be sure.
Who typed this?
Jahani.
Where are the comments?
Oh, Christ. And this man was almost the assistant editor of The Independent.
There's... There we go.
I mean, when I read this, the typing was the least of my worries. So bad. I have a Christmas donkey and his name is Dominic. The finest Christmas donkey, you never see him kick. Oh, jiggity jig, ee-aw, ee-aw, it's Dominic the donkey. Jiggity jig, ee-aw, ee-aw, the Italian Christmas donkey. La la la, la 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 la. La 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 da di di da. Bum 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 bum. I have an internet.
It's funny.
Managing the school's finances. Not doing a good job of it. Sorry, what was that? Nothing, just saying good job with that. Looking to heaven.
Oh my god, who the hell says looking to heaven? You know who said that? I can't tell you. It's a secret. Secret, I have a secret. Mr. Roboto. Yeah, Mr. Roboto, great song. They performed it on Glee, like a double bill with Counting Stars. And then when Jimmy Fallon and Emma Stone were doing their, whatever, their, like, lip-sync battle, he performed Mr. Roboto, and I thought it was super. This is a particularly short episode of The Jimmy Luke Show. I promise you the remaining three episodes of the season will be quite good. Quite better and quite longer. Much better, much longer. Thank you for listening. Friday, we're back. X-Men, Days of Future Past. I won't have seen it yet, but we'll be discussing, previewing it in detail, and I'll be reviewing it next week on the show. Thank you for downloading jimmyandluke.info, social networking sites, buzzsub.info. Thank you, and goodbye.
A little late, Coop.
Yeah, we had a flash.
It's an Indian surveillance drone. Solar cells power an entire farm.
What'd you do, Murph?
She didn't do nothing.
Murphy's Law.
You're a well-educated man, Coop. And a trained pilot.
And an engineer.
The world doesn't need any more engineers. We didn't run out of planes and television sets. We ran out of food.
Dan, why did you name me after something that's bad?
Oh, we didn't.
Murphy's Law.
Murphy's Law doesn't mean that something bad will happen. It means that whatever can happen will happen.
We must confront the reality that nothing in our solar system can help us.
Now you need to tell me what your plan is to save the world.
We're not meant to save the world. We're meant to leave it. And this is the mission we were trained for.
I've got kids, Professor.
Get out there and save them.
I have no idea when you're coming back.
I'm coming back.
We must reach far beyond our own lifespans. We must think not as individuals, but as a species. We must confront the reality of interstellar travel.
Murph, I love you forever.